We are almost always right on the line when it comes to snow on Nantucket. I suppose the ocean and so much of it makes it hard to accurately predict just how much snow, if any, will fall. It usually all turns to rain, the balmy sea air keeping us warm. But 2 Sundays ago, after many near misses, it finally snowed. Real snow, not the kind that dissolves as soon as it hits the asphalt. On mornings like those, I watch as the neighbor's children make droopy snowmen in the pre-dawn light, knowing that as soon as the sun breaks, the magic will melt. There is something about the cold and the frozen harbor that makes you think you have traveled to another time. I think it's all because of the black and white photos of winter's past that hang in the wood-paneled waiting room of the Steamship Authority. These images have worked their way into the island's collective memory. There's one from 1893 of the island home stuck in the ice, a freeze-up so bad men had to haul a dory out over the icy harbor to shuttle goods from the ferry back to town. The scene is full of onlookers, some skating, their feet captured as only a blur of motion and the old camera's long shutter. And another from 1918, when the Sankaty couldn't get through the mouth of the harbor, and all her passengers disembarked and walked the distance to shore over the thick ice. A sure-footed woman carries her baby along the frozen harbor. People were hardier in the past. I remember my first winter storm after coming back to the island in January of 2015. I was living out in Tom Never's, about 6 miles from the town center, in a small summer cottage. The wind was the only one who ever knocked on my door. A New Englander's tendency to prepare, or maybe over-prepare, for a storm is widely noted and sometimes mocked. Just what is it we're planning to do with all that milk and bread, anyway? Chalk it up to inexperience, but my storm supplies were in short supply. At least I had the foresight to fill the bathtub with water, knowing that if the island lost electricity, I'd lose the pump to the well. The power on Nantucket was out for 3 days. It was all over the news, with newscasters from Boston boarding the first ferry to the island in days, their satellite trucks jockeying for space alongside cherry pickers from the electrical company, and food and fuel. It got cold, 45 degrees inside the house, as all the heat slipped through the cracks in the windowsill. I warmed myself up by digging my car out of the snow, the wet thwack of pine branches cracking under heavy snow, the only sounds not made by me. And the wind, of course. When it seemed I would never escape the snowdrifts, or I'd never regain the feeling in my fingers and toes, I reminded myself that before long, I'd be telling this story to people at some cocktail party in August. This was back when we went to such events. And I did. I told that story of my 3 frigid days over and over again the next summer, as though my Nantucket winter survival tale was the only true currency I had. The snow this year isn't all that bad, but it's enough for the snowmen the children across the street built to see the light of day.